Coach.
That's the only way to do it. Because what are those two boys going to do without Cheater Von Cheaterson telling them what to do?
You're the best.
Oh, probably just win a Super Bowl on home field.
Okay. Go, Tom Brady. Go.
Well, I'm sorry, what was that?
Go, Tom Brady. Go.
Go, Tom Brady. Go.
Wow. It's become a cheer.
Nope. Enthusiastic,
I mean, originally it was just a very formal thank you, Tom Brady, but now it feels much more positive and forward-looking.
Tom Brady.
Let me hear one more time, please.
Go, Tom Brady. Go.
Mm. What sucks is I really like Brett. Brett is like, right. I just think he's, and now I just
thank
don't
you.
At all.
Right back at you.
No, nope, not at all anymore. It sucks because I really dislike you.
Well, I still love you.
Mm-hmm. We all love you. And we're here for you to get you through this trying time.
That's right.
Poking the G-darn bear.
Whether it be COVID-19, coronavirus, or whether it be Tampa Bay Buccaneers news that you can't necessarily wrap your head around, we are here for you.
That's
you
right.
need to know that.
I'm finding it tough to believe.
Why?
I feel like you guys just want to poke the bear.
I believe that you guys know.
I know that it's fun for you and all that. But
it is totally fun.
But I know the only thing that gets me through it is since JP's daughter's pubes coming in. That's what I hear.
My daughter's pubes coming in?
That's what that is.
You say that on my daughter's birthday?
Oh, my goodness.
It's her birthday? Oh, she's got all sorts of birthday pubes coming in now.
That's possible.
13, that's what happens, Monica, right?
That's possible.
Normal kids, yeah, absolutely. So I think that I should say that you guys know that the Buccaneers are not going to the Super Bowl. Now, is this a get for the Bucs? I mean, if you're short-sighted and believe if it's like 2012, okay. But you know, I know that you know that the Bucs are not going to the Super Bowl just because they
signed
old. Back in the day, has been.
How old is Gronkowski? 34.
And he's been out of the game. And he's always
season.
Hurt. He's
resting
always
his body.
Hurt.
He's been out of this, with he's his, been out of the league, resting his body for a year.
He needed rest. Did you see the hits he makes and the catches he tries to get and how hard he gets hit?
Tries to get or gets? Whatever.
He's going to be 31 in a couple of years.
Oh, yeah, I thought he was 31. Younger, yeah. I mean, he can't be retired at 31. But
didn't he officially retire?
Yeah.
He retired, but here's what happens with that is he never filled out his paperwork.
I was going to say, how do the Pats trade him if he retired?
It doesn't matter. They own the rights. He signed the contract. They own the rights. So even though he retired, he couldn't just come back in and play for anybody else unless there was a deal made out. Now, the Patriots could have just washed their hands of the whole thing and said, hey, take him. But they had an opportunity to get something in return. So a guy that didn't play for the Legends, they got a fourth-round pick in return for him.
Okay. If he's so good. He's just great. And with Tom Brady, the best ever. Then why is he just get a fourth-round pick and that's it?
You're so good at defending the fort. You have, like, this awesome fort built around you, and you're just firing flaming arrows from the top of the fort the whole time.
Never going to
stop. You're great. Never, ever stop defending the fort. This is great. And the weird thing is, we talked about it yesterday.
That almost sounds like the pirate ship, the way it explodes when somebody goes into the end zone for a touchdown.
That's about right.
I'm not going to be heard this season at all. I am more than
go
ever.
Go, Tom Brady. Go.
Speaking of defending the fort, quadrupling down on my, I would sack the entire football season to have those two effers off the field.
So, and the fact that we just talked about it yesterday, I heard that little audio from Gronkowski. With Andy Cohen, where he was really just like, you never know, you never know. Like, not really strong, very casual. Yesterday, it didn't seem like it would happen so quickly. It's almost like maybe the Bucs were listening to the show. We're like, you know, that's a darn good idea. Let's go get him. And they got him by last night.
When I saw the tweet from Schefter, I sent it to Monica. She's like, I already saw this crap. And I was just kidding when I brought it up in the afternoon, this morning on the show. I really was kidding. I didn't think they'd be able to go out and get him.
No, I mean, it was headline stuff because he had talked about it the night before with Andy Cohen, but it was really...
But look what happened. It's crazy.
And now the weird thing is because these two are together, then who naturally ends up in the headlines? Julian Edelman. So you never know what could happen next.
What year is it? Are we done? Can we just look to the future and not the past? What is happening?
I heard the phrase Patriot South. That's funny.
What happened?
They would need more than just two people.
What happened with Edelman?
Nothing. But he's in the headline that came out in Yahoo Sports is Rob Gronkowski to Buccaneers has Twitter feeling bad for Julian Edelman.
Let's dig up Munchkin Wes Welker. Let's get him going. Yeah, let's get him.
Where
is
he?
Say what you want about Wes Welker.
Oh, I will.
He was good. He was good.
That's why I didn't like him.
Brady liked him.
Hey, at worst, it's exciting. At worst, it's, you know, it's hope. It's really interesting sports stuff going on.
This just
it's a great distraction from what's going on.
Tom Brady named offensive coordinator.
And that's it. Who in the bleepity bleep do these bleepers think that they bleeping are? Like, you can't just be in retirement and go do some WWE stuff and say, oh, I think I want to come back, and then just come back and go to any team you want. Like, what about these people who have been, you know, either in free agent or whatever, they're dying to go to any team at this point. Please just pay me. I've been working my butt off. Or the teams that the players that have no choice, they just get traded, and next time they have to move their family. These people just get to do whatever they want and dictate. Who
this just
you
in.
You are.
This just in. Tom Brady is Jesus' brother.
Tom Brady has risen.
That is all blasphemy.
Look, The Rock moved. Wait. All I left behind was this old Patriots towel.
Say he is risen. I'm going to... I can't. The toughest part is not... Yeah. And you guys know me well enough to know, because especially in texts and stuff off the air. The toughest part about this, all of this, is not swearing. I want to drop so many horrible words.
Oh,
right,
you're gee darning all over the place.
I can't, and it's the toughest part. I'm going to kill that bitch.
You starting to wish maybe you would have taken that job in Iowa?
If that meant that none of this would have happened, I literally...
Not that it would have happened. You wouldn't have to be surrounded by it.
That's the thing, and that's what I said yesterday. Just, I'm already happy, yes. I'm happy he's not in the AFC East, obviously. But then, just why Tampa? Can you go literally anywhere else? You have all these other teams.
Just know that your program director is probably in a room right now writing copy, welcoming Gronkowski, promo copy, welcoming Gronkowski to the Buccaneers.
Well, it sucks because I used to like him too. So, oh, well, just everybody's on the list.
It's a Gronka Bay weekend.
Actually, no, it's a Tampa Bay Gronkaneers weekend.
Let's just stop with this.
Tampa Bay Buccowskis. they're putting all the things on a whiteboard right now, right, in the conference room, and figuring out which thing they should use for the promo for this week.
Actually, he's home, so he's using his kids' crayons.
You're right. What was I thinking?
Bear on line one. Good, Bear.
Hey, guys. As a lifelong Jet fan since 1969, I couldn't be more happier than Gronkowski and Brady coming to Tampa. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying the Jets are going to be any better than they were last year.
Right.
But they're getting there. Monica, I'd like to throw this out to you. If they do have a football season, if you'd like to maybe get together and when the Bills and the Jets play and to see who's going to rule the AFC East this year.
I'm honestly, well, Bear, at this point, I'm just, let's do anything to get out of the house and watch sports.
I mean, that's a good attitude, though. He's out of the division and they're out of the division. That's good.
Yep. Helps. And I did do some research. The Buffalo Bills did win they have won a championship.
I know.
It was back when the AFL was there, 64-65. So at least they had something to cheer for.
Correct. All right. I was putting together a top 10 list that had to do something with that yesterday and was quite surprised when I saw Buffalo did have a professional sports championship. There you go. Thanks, okay. Bear.
All right.
You have a great day. Stay safe.
This message just in on the Roger and JP Facebook page from Travis. I just bought season tickets. Unlike Monica, the rest of Tampa is freaking out. Maybe not a Super Bowl team, but they should be fun to watch and make some noise in the playoffs. That's the right attitude.
They're a Super Bowl team.
What's that guy's name that just said that in the comments on the Facebook page?
Travis.
Travis, where were you last season? Why didn't you get, if you're a Bucks fan, why didn't you get season tickets to the Bucks last year or the year before that or any year except when the
maybe
that's why this is so exciting.
Maybe his financial situation wasn't the same.
How many games did you go to then? Then all of a sudden, when Tom Brady's gone and he will be, and when Gronk is gone, keep that season ticket or keep going to games. Keep supporting the team, and that's the other part that disgusts me.
You tend to judge fandom.
Yes.
By the amount of games that people go to.
The support they have for their team. If you don't
But
you can't
you don't
going,
know So you don't know that you don't know that he wasn't out rooting for his team wearing a jersey every single weekend?
And if he is, I take it all back. But I'm telling you what I know from living here and seeing attendance at home Buccaneer games. And not only are is it low, but it's a crap ton of the other team that's playing. So I want to see... What annoys me are these people that are all of a sudden diehard Bucs fans.
You're going to see
nothing
that.
Nothing but respect for the people who have been through it all. Like, I know a few guys who have been Bucs fans through the thick and thin, and they support them, and that I respect the crap out of them.
But that's
I'm honestly I'm honestly happy for them, them, personally, because I know that this means a lot to them, and I can support them, and they're cheering for this whole situation because I know them. These other people... buying jerseys and calling up.
But it's good for the city. It's good for the hype. It's, you know, home game one's going to be ridiculous to go to.
It's already sold out from what I understand.
It's great. That's great. So many people partying in the streets are going to be so happy. It's just it's a fun, exciting time.
I tell you, watch what happens. You brought up the other team being in the stadium, the other team's fans being in the stadium. Watch what happens in Vegas. Watch what happens in Vegas. Because it's a just like Tampa, it's a transient city. So, yeah, you took the Raiders there, and it's now about a five-hour drive for the diehard Raider fans from Oakland, that kind of thing, or maybe even 6 hours. But if I'm going to go see my team player go to a road game, where am I going?
Hey, Greg just made a good point.
Am I going to, you know, to see a game in, you know, L.A., or am I going to go see a game in Vegas when I have everything else to do?
That's the truth.
Yeah.
Greg just messaged us on the Roger JP page. He said, to Monica's point, he said, I watch the Buccaneers every week on TV. So that's like, oh, okay. But then he says, and I've been a fan since 1976.
Respect. Respect. Yep.
So says, just because I don't go doesn't mean I'm not a fan.
Sure. Go Gronk.
I believe that too. Absolutely.
Hashtag Gronkaneers.
And that's the ridiculousness that is coming from this. Really, people act like...
You're the one that wanted to change the world with a hashtag. Now you got it. Hashtag Gronkaneers.
By the way, Greg's message before this one back on April 15th was, Brady donated $750,000 for meals for the less fortunate in Tampa Bay. So, I mean, he's in. Sounds like he's...
And then he went and broke the rules apart because he thought he was too cool for school.
Monica would rather people starve than be fed by Tom Brady. That's just wrong.
Words in my mouth.
No, I'm not. I know. That's exactly what you said to me the other day. You would rather see those people starve than get fed by Tom Brady. Rob on line two. Go ahead, Rob.
People, I'm not taking Tom Brady food. I'll tell you that.
Hey, Monica. Breaking news. Edelman just signed with the Bucs.
There it is. Oh, my goodness.
I'll tell you what, though.
Good source.
If that was true, I would laugh my balls off.
Why is it so funny?
And I could see.
Just because.
I could totally see whatchamacallit doing it. I can totally see the one thing. The one thing the Bucs don't need is receivers. But I could totally see Belichick just be like, you know what? Go ahead. Go. Go ahead. I'll get something back for it in return. Go ahead. Let's see what the three you can do. I can absolutely see it happening. Zach on line three.
Yes, guys. How's it going? Great show so far. I've been following this for quite a while, and this actually happened during the shakeup in the AFC when it was clear that the Patriot dynasty had been dissolved and that the Chiefs and the 49ers have changed the system there. The plan made by Gronk, this wasn't a clear retirement. What this was a deal that he's going to sit out, he's going to get healthy, get the surgeries behind the scenes, get the rehab behind the scenes that he needs, and wherever that core group goes and that scheme goes, they're going to also follow. This idea that this fandom and retirement, no. This is big business. And this
I think you give Gronkowski too much credit. I don't think he's that bright. I don't think he's smart enough to be that calculated. But you know what? I'll go behind the scenes and I'll get my surgeries in and I'll get my body taken care of. And then I think he's
official. You could look it up. The Patriots at that point were looking to trade him to the Detroit Lions. At that point, he did not want to go to that system and that scheme. So he decided to sit out, get the rehab that he needs. And Brady had already made a decision at that point that he was leaving. Did he know where he was going to go? Maybe, maybe not. Could have gone to California. Could have gone down here to Florida and Tampa. But the point is that these guys don't need to do it. It's not about fandom. It's not about legacy. It's big business. And these guys know the scheme together. They click together. And the idea that Brady's 43 and he's washed up, there's a difference between literal age and, you know, how fit your body is. And the stuff that this guy does behind the scenes is incredible. And what these guys have put together with a scheme with Bruce Arians is absolutely incredible. So,
well, hold on. Before you call it incredible,
I'm sorry.
Before you call it incredible, we kind of have to see it.
Well, his actual strength and conditioning programs, very low impact. It's not high weights. The TB12, doing behind the scenes, his actual age, who knows his, you know, how for a typical quarterback who's taken hits, who's done everything. I get it. Tom Brady hasn't been beaten down like that. It's a different. Go ahead.
And what do you think is going to happen with the existing offensive line unless there's some upgrades? What do you think?
But what's going to happen with your speculation and prediction? What they're doing is growing an offensive line. They've been doing it for the last three drafts. They do have a pick in the first round here. We'll see where they go. But make no mistake, this team will be a force to be reckoned with. I can understand emotion being from that area up there or whatever. But the actual logistics of what's going on, this team on paper is absolutely incredible. And nobody could dispute that.
Your emotions can.
But physicality, practicality, let's just get real here. They're going to be one of the greatest teams of all time if it clicks. Who knows? He might take a lick in the first game. But if he doesn't, fire those cannons.
Hey, thanks. Good call. Good job.
He nailed it by saying on paper. Do you guys remember the Cleveland Browns offseason last year? Do you guys remember? There's so many teams that on paper look fantastic, and you can get all these people. But sometimes it doesn't work out, and everybody's blinded, and people say, yes, I'm emotional. I'll be the first to admit it. But other people aren't admitting that their emotions are so far into it. They're not thinking clearly. They think Super Bowl. Calm it down, people. Calm it way down and look at it.
This message from Bill on the Roger and JP Facebook page. You're going to hate this one, Monica. I've been a New York Giants fan my entire life. That'll never change. But I do live in South Florida. Never even thought of cheering on the Bucks. But Tom and Gronk now on the team, this will turn me into a fan. I'm now a Bucks fan.
Are you?
All right, take it easy, fella.
That's great.
How about that? That'll be his second team. Everybody has a second team, right?
Right.
Tire.
The Buccaneers are mine.
Tampa Bay.
So is it Bills as well.
I'm sorry, the Gronkaneers. The Gronkaneers are my team.
Everybody's Bucks fans now.
Go, Tom Brady. Go off your knees and wipe your chin and see what really, really happens, okay, when the season actually happens. Because we don't know. Just like Zach said, we don't know it's going to go what I think, and we don't know it's going to go what y'all think.
He was very fair with his call. The Tampa Bay Gronkaneers. That's a pretty good name right there.
It's really not.
Go, Tom Brady. Go.
It's honestly embarrassing. You guys aren't serious with that. Come on. Really?
100% serious.
That's embarrassing.
And Scott's on line five.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, just to put Monica back in her place and stuff like that, as far as, and not necessarily an insult, but I've been a Bucks fan all my life, and I've had season tickets during the Super Bowl, and then when the product kind of went down, I got rid of my season tickets. Still went to many games because in the Buccaneer times, when they're not good, people just give you tickets. So why pay for tickets? I still go to about 8-7 games a year and haven't even traveled to games. Hmm. But why pay for season tickets when in spring preseason when you can get free tickets because the product's not good? We still go to the games. Just now that Brady and Gronk are here, it's going to be harder to get into those games. There's not going to be as many free tickets. So that's
why you re-upped?
Tickets are going.
Yeah. So are you going to re-up? Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely.
That's solid.
So it's not a matter of, you know, where's the fans? The fans are always there. But when there's not a great product on the field, and we can all say there hasn't been a great product, why buy them when you can get them for free?
That's the way the Jets have been. Yeah.
I mean, to support your team. That's the exact reason.
I'm there.
True.
I'm supporting them for free.
He's buying beers and chicken nuggets and stuff.
That's right. I support my team with the amount of money I spend on beer.
Okay. There you go.
You're a good, solid supporter.
Take care, guys.
Right. You still got Drew Breesy going on down in that division, too. So it's not going to be a cakewalk. But.
Oh, what are you talking about, JP?
It looks good.
March right down the field.
Good. Home field Super Bowl. Home field Super Bowl.
That's great.
This might be the greatest NFL season we've ever all experienced.
And it doesn't happen.
Because we've got this show and this awesome defender of the fort and these two in Tampa Bay. Oh, my God. This is the greatest reality show I've ever seen. That's fun. It's got to be exciting. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. We're Roger and JP.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.